Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to edify you today with a teaching. I'm calling this one Aliens, Pilgrims, and the Eternal City to Come. I wanted to talk about this topic. The idea of being a stranger in this world came up, a stranger for Christ, and the hope we have looking ahead, not looking at this current world. You know, before we're born again in Christ via the gospel, check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Make sure you're born of it. We're separated from God and His promises. We're basically aliens. Ephesians 2:12. At the time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Yeah, that's not a good place to be. No hope of the blood covenant, no hope of eternal life to come. No hope of a Messiah. That word alien, it basically means a non-participant, to be estranged and to be shut out. So we were aliens from God. But guess what? We're aliens now. What are we aliens of? Let's talk about this. Via the gospel, we are no longer separated from God. We are now brought near to God and our great hope. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he, Christ, hath made him to be sin for us. Well, actually, it's talking about God the Father. For he made him, Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So that's our glorious promise. And according to the gospel and Jesus, we can be made friends of God if we obey him. And many other scriptures tell us the opposite about the world, that we are to not be of the world, that we're not of the world, that his sheep are not of the world. I have lots of teaching articles on that at the teaching blog. Go read John 17:16. Go read Romans 12:2. Go read James 4:4. Go read 1 John 2:15 and many, many other verses. We are aliens of this world. I'm going to read a few to you. So we have a Savior and we have a King and a kingdom to come. But right now, in this world, Peter talks about what we are. We got to know what we are. We got to be settled into what we are and know what's coming so we can walk circumspectly. Peter says this, 1 Peter 2:11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Be pilgrims. It's like an alien, a stranger, it's almost the same thing. From the world, be a stranger and a pilgrim, and abstain from lusts which war against the soul. Lust of the eyes, pride of life, that's all part of the world. And then Hebrews 11:13. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. There's that strangers, there's the pilgrims again. That word pilgrims, foreigners. Alien, out and away from your own land. And that stranger means basically alien, without a share in, without a part in. All right, so we're strangers to this world. Because see, the gospel gives us a new heart, gives us a new mind, calls us out of the world, and all things become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17, right? We no longer fit in. Jesus said we'll be hated in this world. There's very few of us. Even the church systems oppose us because they're not of God. So if you're of Christ, born of Christ by the biblical gospel, this earth is not your home. And you should not be settled in, happy, comfortable, and complacent here. No, this isn't our home. We're just passing through as aliens, strangers, and pilgrims. And we preach the gospel and we live for him as we pass through. Very, very hard thing to do. Lose your life. Not live like the world, not be caught up in its ways, its customs, its practices, but reach it, be in it, not of it. We do it all the time. We go to events, we go to outside churches, we go in the street, we are in it, but we're not of it. We're hated for it. Seekers come and talk to us. And so it's a very, very tight line to walk. Jesus told us in Matthew 10 that we had to lose our lives and that we will be hated for his name's sake. So ponder that. We're aliens, We're pilgrims. We're strangers. That's why we don't watch TV. It's not why we're not into politics. That's why we're not into entertainment. That's why we don't seek sports. That's why we don't dress in cultural fashion. That's why we don't do churchianity. We're aliens here. We're different and separate, like Israel was when it was either in its nation or it was taken captive in other nations. It still was not of them. All right? Now, this might seem really sad. It might feel hopeless in your flesh. But if we're of the Spirit of God, we have a great hope and we have a great thing to look forward to. Ready? We have an eternal city to come. Hebrews 13:13 through 15. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him with the camp, bearing his reproach. For we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. No continuing city. As a van dweller, I really appreciate this. I don't have a city. Sister Amman doesn't have a city. We don't live any one place. We're nomads. We're drifters. We're aliens. We're strangers. We're pilgrims. That's one thing we like about van life. It reminds us we don't belong anywhere. We like that. We have no ground to put down. Jesus said that the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Foxes have holes, but he had no place. He was always moving. We are kind of like that. Now, the good news is we have no eternal city, no continuing city. But guess what? We're looking for a continuing eternal city. The Father has promised to send us one. So while we have to be aliens and pilgrims and strangers now in this world, till death or till Christ comes, but he's promised something great. Let me read this to you. And by the way, I did a whole reading on the promises of Revelation. Go look it up on the teaching blog. It'll really bless you. Revelation 3:12. Him that overcometh, I will make a pillar in my temple of my God. I love that. And he shall go out no more. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. That's kind of why we took new names. Tupos means example. Amen means faithful in Hebrew. Akuo means hearer in the Greek. We took new names because God's going to give us new names. We didn't like our worldly names. Guess why we didn't like our worldly names? We're aliens and pilgrims and strangers here. So we want to seek that eternal city to come, the continuing city. We don't have, even if you live in one place, you shouldn't consider your city your home. It should be a place you dwell until the eternity comes. If you settle in, you're going to become lukewarm, complacent, not good. Not good at all. But look what the Father's promised to us, to those who overcome. Ready? I'll read you a big section of scripture here to close out. Revelation 21, 1 through 7. This is our glorious promise. The continuing city will come. I love this. Revelation 21, 1 through 7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. See, this earth's going to pass away. And there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, come down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. By the way, that word adorn means in order, orderly, not all makeup up and all of that. People have sometimes said that. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne, behold, I make all things new. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:17. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I love that. Think about this. Aliens, pilgrims, strangers. If you're born again by the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus through repentance and new life by the Spirit of God, and you're walking in holiness and obedience and you're enduring every day, coming out of the world, you've come out of church already, you're walking in holiness. If that's you, you need to be setting your eyes on this eternal city to come and not be trying to fit into church, fit into culture, fit into fashion, fit into a worldly job. You need to be setting yourself apart. The word church, ekklesia, means set apart. The word holy means set apart. This city is going to be set apart for God. The only way you're going to enter it is if you're set apart for God. He said in 2 Corinthians 6, come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. I'll receive you. 1 Peter 1:15 says, be holy, for God is holy. I want you to ponder this. Strangers, aliens, and pilgrims. You know, a lot of people tell us, look, there's only a couple of you. Look at how many of us there is. I want to be the minority with God every day of the week. I don't care if there's 5,000, 10,000, 100,000 in a building or a system. I want to be the minority with God, His word, His ways, His sound doctrine, His eternal city to come. That's what I'm looking for. As hard as it is in this life, I'm holding fast. The saints I know are holding fast. We're striving for the kingdom of God. And we want to make sure that we are living like pilgrims, aliens, and strangers. We do not fit in here. If you fit into this world, last thought, if you fit into this world, you basically are an enemy of God. Go read James 4:4. Don't do it. Be an alien. Be a pilgrim. Be a stranger. Look for that continuing city to come, the eternal city, the new Jerusalem when Christ returns. Everything else is going to be burned up. Love y'all. That's my word for you today. Be a pilgrim. Be a stranger. Be an alien. Be a blood-bought saint and look for Christ to come. Fight hard. Strive to enter through the straight way, Jesus said in Luke 13. Don'tperish.com is there to help you. Love y'all. Till next time. Traveling. Preaching, just did two preaches today at a church and outside a conference. Check it out at don'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia page and the Edification page. Go listen to about an hour-long discussion I had with a young seeker, man. It was awesome. It's why we go. Hundreds walk by, run by, drive by, glare, mock, and seekers walk right up and talk for an hour about the truth of God, and we're able to speak life into them. It's why we go. Check it out. It'll edify you. Love y'all. Till next time, may God be praised.